Aid agencies have called on the United Nations to increase the number of troops to be deployed to South Sudan after it secedes from the north on Saturday. They are concerned by an increase in violence along the volatile north-south border, particularly in the Nuba mountain range of Kordofan in North Sudan. John Ashworth is special advisor to the Southern African Bishops Conference on Sudan and is on the ground in Juba. He says that a tense calm prevails ahead of Saturday's historic cessation.
I'm in Juba and the atmosphere here is great, I would say. It's not sort of bubbling over with excitement. It's a sort of calm excitement. You can feel that everybody's active, everybody's working towards the big day on Saturday. Lots of practical things are being done. You know, people are getting invitations and vehicle stickers for access to the official event. We're welcoming our guests. We've got bishops coming from other parts of the world and other representatives. Juba is bustling, I would say, bustling.
Yet despite this, we see that aid agencies on the ground towards the border with North Sudan are asking for the United Nations to increase the presence of the peacekeeping mission, particularly regards the aftermath of secession from Northern Sudan. Are there still fears remaining regarding the possibility of hostilities or that perhaps the transition might not be as smooth as first hoped?
I think there's always a fear, and the border area is very tense. We have the problem of Abyei, which was invaded by Northern Sudan a couple of months ago, and we have the problem of South Kordofan, the Nuba Mountains, which is actually not a problem that has anything to do with South Sudan. The Nuba Mountains is in North Sudan, and this is now an indigenous conflict between northern people. However, it is near the border, and therefore it's destabilizing that area. So yes, there are worries about the border area.
Now, John, the church in Sudan, particularly in southern Sudan, has been present there for quite a long time and has been working towards independence within southern Sudan, trying through education and through formation and training for young Sudanese in the area to try and prepare the nation and its future generations for independence. Can you speak to us a little bit more about the work that's been done on the ground?
The church is a major player in South Sudan. All through the years of the war, the church was the only institution that remained with the people on the ground. At a time when there was no government, no United Nations, no civil society, no NGOs, nothing except the church. So the church has a major role in the South, which actually goes beyond the let's say, religious role that many people may think of. The church has a much, much broader role. And I think that role will continue in the new independent South Sudan. I think the government is open to dialogue with the church. The church certainly does not intend to step out of the public arena and will continue to be very present to try to advise the government, to try to support the government, I think, recognizing that it's a young government which still has a long way to go. So I think the church will continue to be very visible.
Finally, John, what would you see as the major challenges that need to be addressed as quickly as possible by the southern Sudanese once they secede from the north, once independence is finally declared on Saturday?
I think open and transparent governance, good governance, will be very important. We have to remember we are moving from a period of a liberation movement into a period of democratic governance, and there's always going to be some tensions in that process. We also have to deal with the feelings in some parts of the South where people there's violence, there is some small rebellions going on because people do not feel they have access to all the resources, all the power, all the facilities of the South. So we definitely have to deal with that as well. So there are plenty of challenges ahead, but at the moment the mood is one of optimism and excitement and joy about independence.